This is our fourth annual winter clothing drive, where we're seeking new or slightly used clothing for ages infant up through 18 to help needy families throughout the West End, as you said. And very, very happy to be talking about how that program continues to expand. Years ago, it began with Wesley United Methodist Church, which is still a major sponsor, but now the Negaunee Ministerial Association, anchored with Emmanuel Lutheran Church, is a huge participating group. And this year, the Pioneer Kiwanis, a group from Ishpeming, has been helping us with the far West End, Republic and Mishigami area. So what used to be several thousand collection bags with their instruction tags going out into the community now has risen to 7,000. And we had a small army of youth volunteers helping us with that project last weekend, Walt. It was just wonderful. Kids from Ishpeming High School, Negaunee High School, what am I missing? Westwood, Ishpeming, Negaunee, and the Hartman High kids all came to help. And even though it was a rainy day, they all had smiles on their faces, and they were real troopers getting those bags door-to-door throughout the community.
And that's one of the key things here is with those kids and with the other service organizations and the churches getting together with this. This is really, truly a community helping the community kind of event.
Very much so. Very much so. And we always want to point out for our listeners that this is tied very, very closely to efforts with Salvation Army and St. Vincent de Paul as well.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking for?
We are hoping that every resident that can will have kept that bag and will put, again, new or slightly used winter clothing. That could be a jacket, hats, mittens, a pair of insulated boots, snow pants for very, very young children, infants, all the way up to the big kids age 18.
And I think that it also bears mentioning that with these clothing items, what you'll do is you'll gather them. They will be checked out and sort of collated, organized, and put out there then for families to use. And this is something that is really important, I think, for a lot of people, that if you can give, give. If you need these items, don't be afraid to come around. And I think people also need to remember that it could be someone you know, or it could be you that could use this someday. So give while you can.
And let's talk about the giving. That's really the important message coming out today, because it is Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, that same army of kids and their adult drivers will be going back through those neighborhoods looking for those collection bags with those pink fluorescent stickers all over the Ishpeming Negaunee area, far out into West Ishpeming, Republic, Mishigami. Picking up what we hope will be very, very generous clothing donations. And those are all going to be sorted and placed for a free distribution or a free shopping day at the Ishpeming Armory. That takes place on Saturday, the 26th of October, 9 to 1.
Dick Derby with us with Project Keep Kids Warm 2013. Tomorrow's pickup day, which means starting in the morning, they're coming around, so get stuff in the bags, right?
Yes. Everyone should have received a Shopko bag with a pink fluorescent label on it last Saturday. As the kids went door to door throughout the neighborhoods in Ishpeming and Negaunee, West Ishpeming. And now a week has gone by, and tomorrow those same kids and their drivers will be out canvassing those neighborhoods looking for those bags. And we hope that people will give very, very generously and put those curbside so the kids can pick them up.
I'm curious, for people that may be listening that they live more in the Marquette area or toward Harvey or something like that, I'm sure there's localized things that they could do to take part in this with clothing drives as well. But if they wanted to take part in this particular endeavor, how could they do that?
Well, these clothes, and again, winter clothing items for infants through age 18 will be distributed in a free shopping day at the Ishpeming Armory on the 26th. And if you wanted to make a donation, it could be brought to either Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Negaunee, which is one of the spearheading churches there, or Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming. It could also be taken to Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul. And it's important to point out that when the free distribution or shopping day is finished on the 26th, that all of the leftover clothing is then distributed through Salvation Army, a number of St. Vincent de Paul stores, Women's Center, Jacob Eddy Center, Jansen House, all of the elementary schools. There's nothing left over when the project is complete.
So the message really is maybe if you don't want to give particularly to this thing tomorrow, if you can't do that or get it over there, if you've got the items, give them, because the spirit of giving is still what dictates it.
Yes, absolutely. And we can never understate that the need continues to be great in our community. And a lot of times I think people come up with the idea that, well, we did that once and so we've solved the problem. But as we were talking here in the studio earlier this morning, there is always a need. There are people who, for some reason or another, find themselves out of work or with the extra set of bills that they weren't anticipating. And suddenly winter clothes for kids is a difficult thing to pay for. And this is an opportunity to solve that problem all over our community. Last year when we brought extra clothing to the schools, the administrative staffs were just thrilled and said, boy, do we appreciate this, because every day we have kids going home and there's a blizzard and they don't have gloves or they don't have a pair of boots or they don't have a hat. And now we can take care of that and solve that problem. So,
well, allow us to pass on to you and to all the folks that are involved with this our thank yous for what you're doing for the community, because this is a major endeavor. It doesn't just happen overnight, and you've got a lot of people that step up to make it happen. And we just want to say good work and thank you and good luck tomorrow with it.
Thank you very much. And we hope everyone remembers to be there tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. Project Keep Kids Warm.